Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're looking into something pretty interesting, how a really common material, aluminium, is getting a sustainable makeover.
Yeah, specifically green aluminium.
Exactly. Green aluminium. You probably noticed like this huge push for greener solutions everywhere, right?
Definitely. It's becoming much more important to consumers and businesses.
And this feels like a really significant part of that shift.
It absolutely is. So green aluminium, well, fundamentally, it's aluminium that's mostly made by recycling old aluminium products, cans, car parts, you name it.
Right. So not digging new stuff out of the ground necessarily.
Well, much less of it. Anyway, it's a big move towards more sustainable ways of doing things.
Okay, let's dig into that a bit. Mm-hmm. Because aluminium, I mean, it's everywhere. Utensils, cars, buildings.
Phones, window frames. Yeah.
But the standard way of making it, that's got quite an environmental cost, doesn't it?
Oh, it really does. Traditional production relies heavily on mining bauxite ore.
Right, bauxite.
And getting the aluminium out of that bauxite, well, it uses a massive amount of energy.
And energy use usually means?
Carbon emissions. Significant co-euro emissions, yeah. That's the big environmental downside of primary aluminium production.
So a pretty hefty footprint just to get the raw material ready.
Yeah.
But green aluminium, this recycled stuff, that changes the picture.
Completely. The key difference is the energy input. Making aluminium from recycled material uses just a tiny fraction of the energy.
Like, how much less are we talking?
Sources often quote figures like 95% less energy compared to making it from bauxite ore.
95%? That's huge.
It's a massive saving. And that leads directly to savings in other areas, too.
Like raw materials, I guess. If you're recycling, you're not mining as much bauxite.
Exactly. The numbers are quite striking. For every ton of 100% recycled aluminium produced, you save about 6 tons of bauxite ore.
6 tons. Can you put that into perspective?
Okay, think of a large pickup truck. That weighs maybe, what, 3 tons. So you're saving the equivalent weight of 2 large pickup trucks in raw rock that doesn't need to be mined, just for 1 ton of aluminium.
Wow. Okay, that really does paint a picture. You just avoid that whole messy mining process for that chunk of metal.
Precisely. That's a huge conservation of a natural resource.
And if you're saving 95% of the energy, the emissions impact must be pretty dramatic, too.
It is. It's directly linked. By using recycled aluminium, you avoid around 9 tons of co-euro emissions for every ton you produce.
9 tons of co-euro saved per ton of metal.
Yeah. And when we talk about carbon footprints, you know, the total greenhouse gases from something, preventing 9 tons per ton is enormous.
That's got real potential for tackling climate change if you scale it up.
Absolutely. Think about it. It's like taking, what, almost 2 typical gasoline cars off the road for an entire year, just from making 1 ton of aluminium in the green way instead of the traditional way.
Okay, that comparison makes the impact really clear. So massive energy savings, huge co-euro reduction, and we're conserving bauxite.
Which is a finite resource, remember. We can't just keep digging it up forever without consequences. Reducing our reliance on it helps protect landscapes, ecosystems, you know, all the disruption that comes with mining.
It seems like a clear win-win-win, which raises the question, I suppose. Are there barriers? Is it easy to just switch everything over?
Well, scaling up collection and sorting infrastructure for recycling is always a challenge, but it's definitely happening. We're seeing companies actively moving in this direction.
Like the sources mentioned, Unipro.
Yes, Unipro. They're highlighted as a company that's now offering materials with a lower carbon footprint. Specifically, they've introduced lighting tracks made from green aluminium.
Lighting tracks. So the kind of things you see in shops, galleries, maybe offices.
Exactly. Those systems that hold spotlights and things. By making them from green aluminium, Unipro is aiming squarely at, well, customers who care about sustainability.
Right. They're meeting that growing demand you mentioned earlier.
Yeah, they are. And it's clever because it lets their customers, the businesses using those tracks, lower their own carbon footprint, too, just by choosing a more sustainable component.
So it has a knock-on effect down the supply chain. That's interesting.
It creates a sort of positive cycle. Yeah.
And a really critical point that comes up is quality.
Yeah.
Is this green aluminium just as good?
That's crucial, isn't it? And the answer seems to be yes. The material properties, the performance, strength, durability, it's all comparable to primary aluminium made from ore.
So no trade-off in performance for sustainability?
Apparently not. Aluminium is highly recyclable without losing its quality. The closed-loop nature of recycling it is just inherently much, much more efficient than the complex chemical and electrical processes like Bayer and Hall-Heroult needed for new metal.
Which makes you think, where else could this go if it's just as good and massively better for the planet?
the potential is huge. Think about cars. They use a lot of aluminum to save weight.
Yeah, big potential there.
Construction window frames, facades, packaging drinks cans are the classic example, of course.
Right.
Any industry that uses aluminum could theoretically switch to greener options as they become more available.
It really feels like a perfect example of innovation meeting environmental need.
I think that's a good way to put it. It's material science being applied directly to solve an environmental problem.
Okay, so let's quickly recap the main points for everyone listening. We started with traditional aluminium needs lots of bauxite mining, uses tons of energy, pumps out quite a bit of Ki-Uro.
A significant environmental burden, really.
Then we looked at green aluminium, mainly from recycling. And the benefits are just stark, aren't they?
Absolutely. Massive energy reduction, like 95%. Huge savings in bauxite. Remember the two pickup trucks comparison? About 6 tons saved per ton of recycled metal.
And that translates into preventing about 9 tons of Ki-Uros for every ton produced, which is, again, a huge climate benefit.
And companies like Unipro are already putting this into practice, showing that you don't have to sacrifice quality or performance to be more sustainable.
It really drives home that message. Sustainability and high performance can go together.
Definitely. Those key figures. 6 tons of bauxite saved. 9 tons of Ki-Uros avoided per ton. Those are really memorable takeaways. They show the power of shifting to recycled materials.
They really are powerful. And, you know, it makes me think beyond just aluminium. It prompts a bigger question, perhaps, for you listening to consider.
Oh.
Well, if this circular economy approach, prioritizing recycling, designing for reuse, works so well for aluminium, what other materials could really benefit from a similar shift?
That's a great point. Where else could we apply these principles?
Yeah, thinking about plastics, steel, glass, textiles.
Mm.
Could we make similar gains by really focusing on circularity and reducing the impact right from the material source? Something to maybe mull over.
Definitely food for thought. How can we make more of our material world work like green aluminium?
Exactly. Well, that's all we have time for on this deep dive. Thanks for joining us.